On today's podcast, the latest and greatest in early childhood education, state-of-the-art STEM and sensory rooms, and a musical garden. Hello and welcome back to Always in Escrow with Colby Burchin and Serena Appel. Hello, Colbs. How are you?
Hi, Serena. How are you?
I'm great. We are getting on the phone today, well, the line, with Naomi Gordon. She could have been an ER doctor. However, she turned to early childhood education. Naomi is now the director of the Taubman Early Childhood Center at B'nai Torah Congregation in Boca Raton. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So I want to begin and tell you that Naomi and I have a special friendship. I met her around 5 years ago. She took over for someone else, and I give her kudos because she came into a school. She didn't know anyone. Obviously, a lot of parents she didn't know, and it was at a meeting, and my wife and I wanted to meet her, and that's how we went up to her that night. We went over to her and said, "Hi, we are the Burchins. We want you to know our kids." And from that moment, we had a special bond, and my kids have gone through years at this school, and I think it's so important, especially with the amount of families moving down here. I wanted to give a perspective on Naomi's perspective of how people can enroll, and so I want everyone to meet Naomi Gordon, the person I call a friend, onto our show. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you. And yes, your family is so dear to me. And I do remember our meeting that night and hearing all about your children. And I love them.
So I'll get right into it. Question one, let's just say it. The reason someone would pick your school over another school, there's a big word being thrown around town, accredited. Can you explain to people why that's so important and why they should really, you know, understand what that means?
Yes, so that's a big word, but it's a really important word. And our school is accredited by what some people call NAACI. That's an acronym for the National Association for the Education of Young Children. And that is actually an international organization that accredits childcare centers throughout the world. And they are the most renowned. And they also have a reputation of the accrediting agency you don't want to be part of because it's a lot of work and a lot of high standards. But for that reason alone is why we are part of this accrediting agency, because it's really important to me that the children in our school get the highest education and the highest standards important to raising these little people. That in our school, our young family program begins at almost birth, and we go through pre-kindergarten or five-year-olds.
And we hear you have an award-winning family time program for ages 8 weeks to 2 years, and it's run by a published author named Karen Deerwester. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Well, first of all, Karen Deerwester is second to none, and she's fabulous, and she's a friend to me and to you too as well, Colby. But she has an enormous reputation here in Boca Raton. We have people that come from Fort Lauderdale, which is pretty far away, just to be part of Karen's family time program. It's your old-fashioned Mommy and Me program is what it used to be called, but it's family time. The family dynamic has changed so much. So many people work. So we see grandparents coming to this program. We see nannies coming to this program. The family dynamic has changed. Some families don't have mommies and they just have daddies. So they come to this program. So we really, it's a diverse program of many people that come with their babies to socialize the babies and to learn about parenting and toilet training and everything you need to know when you're new to this world with a 0 to 2 year old. So we have about 150 families that are part of this program.
So not a lot of people know this, but I will share this. Not only is your school is amazing, but I just want people to also know that you do have a state-of-the-art STEM and sensory room. My family, I do have two spectrumy kids, and that was important because I knew your school had this. So explain a little bit what you have there.
So we have two incredible rooms that were both donated by people who are very close to us. So the sensory room is a padded room with all kinds of activities that are in there, from a rock wall to a jumping pad. The children go in there, they learn about regulating their bodies, and then they learn how to get steam off, and then they come back and they bring it back down. And they address all of the sensory systems. Right now we have a facilitator of that room is a BCBA, a board certified behavior analyst, is running that classroom. So the room is fun, but it's actually therapeutic in nature. And the children, all of us need sensory help. So the children get to be in that classroom. And then often some of the children that do have learning challenges or disabilities or learning needs, I will say, get to use that room with their therapists. And we've seen speech therapists go in there, occupational and physical therapists go in there, so it's a beautiful room. Our STEM room is also an incredible room. Science, technology, engineering, math. We even add the art piece and call it a STEAM room at times. And we have somebody who facilitates that room who is extremely artistic. And the children get to explore hands-on activities in exactly what I said, science, technology, engineering, and math. And they really get to explore and play and become critical thinkers. And it's so important for their development for them to have this ability to go to these rooms. And when we give people a tour of our school, they're actually pretty blown away by the facility and what these is provided for these young children and how important it is in their learning.
Sounds like it's just an incredible place to be.
Thank you. It is. It really is. I will tell you that we're, it's a little secret, but not a big secret. We are actually in the process this month of putting a musical garden in our school, which is something else that we really embrace. We embrace the arts. And outside, we are putting in a musical garden that's going to be incredible, with like harps and xylophones and chimes and drums. And so the children will have this also to enhance our program. So we look forward to seeing that coming this month.
Enhancing that's your programs awesome. And enhancing these kids' lives, families' lives.
And I have to say, that was also just donated by a family that just loves our program and said, what can we do to enhance the program? And this was a dream of mine. So we're really excited about bringing that to the program.
Now, I do have a question about the, you know, the community, and wondering if you have to be Jewish to go to a Jewish day school or to the Jewish day camp that you also have available for your families.
So that's a great question. So part of being accredited, I said we have high quality, right? So part of being high quality is being diverse and celebrating diversity. I think one of the most important holidays I teach is Martin Luther King and the importance of that dream, right? To be inclusive. So our school is very inclusive, and we have children that are not of Jewish faith that come to our school, and we also have a tremendous population of interfaith marriages in our school. So we do celebrate diversity here and the diversity of the children, and we encourage our children to share who they are and where they come from. We do have a Jewish curriculum, though. So when parents are not of Jewish faith and they send their children here, they do recognize the fact that when their children come here, that they are going to get a very strong Jewish curriculum, which is very accepting and really value-driven. So Jewish values are really important to us. And so everything that any child learns in our school, whether they're of Jewish faith or any other faith, they're learning deep values. And one of the values that I just mentioned is inclusivity. So we do have children who come to our school who have developmental needs. And we do embrace children who come here with developmental needs. Sometimes they need to come with a support person to facilitate those needs, because they may need more than what we can actually give. But we do see the importance of it being an inclusive environment.
So this is a very big ticket item, and I think it's scary times that we live in. But explain security, because I know you have an extra layer of security at the school.
That's a great question, Colby. So believe it or not, back when 9/11 happened in 2001, our rabbi, who's still here, Rabbi Steinhardt, said we need to be proactive. We don't want to be reactive. And back in 2001, metal detectors were put in B'nai Torah. They have never had a problem here, never had a problem, never had one before. But 9/11 happened, and it was a really big wake-up call for Rabbi Steinhardt. And I find him to be brilliant with a lot of things. And this was something that it was really brilliant. And then, unfortunately, Parkland happened. And much of our community here lives in the Parkland community or knows somebody who knows somebody or has family members who were hurt in this horrible situation that happened in Parkland. So security in 2001, where it was there for a bit and people didn't think much about it, it's really strong in the forefront of the minds of people that move into this community because this community has really lived it. Our school has, I believe, the best security in town. We have a gate before you come in with a security guard and two armed guards at our school and metal detectors to get in the building. And some, when they come to visit, think, is this a little over the top? Did something happen here? Is this necessary that our children see that? Our children only see these men who stand at the front who are their friends who high-five them. They don't see the importance of why they're there. But I have to tell you, as the director of this school, I lay my head on the pillow every night, and I know that when I walk in that front door that my children here, because they're mine, are really protected. And my staff and the parents and myself.
And when does enrollment begin for your different programs?
So hold on tight to this one. We start touring for the 2023-24, right? Is that where we're at, 22-23? 2023-24 school year in the fall, this fall coming up. So right now, for the 22-23 school year, we have a wait list of about 50. Don't be scared by that, because we are actually in the process of construction. So we're hoping to open more classes even before the end of the school year or even in the fall, depending on what happens with construction. But there's wait lists at all of the Jewish preschools in the area. So I highly recommend that you come see us in the fall, after we get off the ground with the school year. Enrollment starts in January, and a lot of the schools here in Boca, we all start enrolling in January after Hanukkah, after the holidays, and when we come back after New Year's.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure, and you know what you mean to me. You know what the school means to me. And if I could tell our viewers, this school is just a special, special school. And I'm in love with the school. So that just, you know, I want everyone to know that.
So thank you for taking the time to talk to me. And we're in love with you too and your children. And Serena, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.